Murray, last time we spoke, or the result of the trial of Rogerio Lovato hadn't yet broken. I was wondering, should we open just by discussing that? Is that having any ramifications?
No. As frankly, as Rogerio Lovato himself, we decided to pursue with the case and to respect the judiciary and the justice system in this country.
Okay, and are you proceeding with the case against Four Corners? That was the TV documentary that pressure on you to resign.
I've been in touch with the very different lawyers in Australia, trying to get their opinion, trying to get their agreements on to go ahead with this process. Mm-hmm. Up to now, I have somebody now in Australia working on this, or a few people working on this. I think that in a few days from now, I will have a conclusion.
Yeah. So yes, you obviously feel that you were. It was a certain injustice there with the program, and
surely it's a clear deformation, and based on these problems, President Chenana decided to put pressure on me to resign, and this, mm-hmm. the crisis is going on and on and on up to now.
Yeah. Yeah, and at that time last year, there were rumours of a coup attempt. I've been told there was a bit of a power vacuum.
I have no doubt. I still believe, and I'm sure that it was a coup attempt. And of course, it failed. It's not accomplished 100% of their goals, but it was a coup attempt.
Yeah, and was there any evidence of foreign influences in those attempts?
A lot of evidence in terms of sequences of facts and acts that really I cannot elaborate right now. I'm preparing to do it in a right opportunity.
All right, well, let's move on, Murray. And it's very interesting, some of the differences you seem to have with the Australian government was over the negotiations about the developing East Timor's oil reserves.
Yeah.
What's the current state of play, and has it been affected at all by the current wave of instability?
The object of the negotiation is billion and billion of dollars of resources. And nobody can really expect from me as a prime minister elected by these people to go to lead the country, to defend the interests different than the interests of the people.
Yeah.
And this is why. And I also believe that the Australian government has to defend the interests of the Australian people.
Yeah.
But this is the real. This is one question. The other question is the international law. Yeah. We need to resolve our differences based on law, based on the rule of law, on dialogue and negotiations. And that was what we did. And I keep defending the interests of my people.
Yeah. Is it true that you had or have plans for East Timor to build its own oil refinery?
Yeah, I think this is a part of our policy, part of our really dreams to have the plant here in Timor Leste, and we would like to convert to reality these dreams as we managed to do it before we were dreaming for independence, and we fought for independence, and we brought independence to the country.
Obviously, you broadened the field of negotiations about the oil and developing the oil to countries other than Australia and Indonesia. I hear there's some deals going on with China and Kuwait.
Not deals at all. With Kuwait, it's a very different kind of thing. They are here as investors. with China, we have been talking to the Chinese, trying to bring investment, Chinese investment to this country. But our law in this issue is so clear. Everybody has to go through a public tender. It's not really a negotiation case by case as in other
countries. Can I ask you, Murray, I've been following events in Venezuela lately, and apparently business confidence in Venezuela is very strong, very high. And, have you thought about approaching Venezuela?
Up to now, no, not yet. But I know that they are passing through a different experience now. And my style of governance is really to have a comparative study from others and try to get the best for the country.
Well, let's move on now to the upcoming elections. I assume, you know, it's planned to go ahead. There has been rumours of putting them off for a while, but it seems that you're committed to having an election shortly. How do you see Fretland's election prospects?
I have no doubt that Fretland, as party, will win with a vast majority, more than absolute majority in the next election. And I am sure that our candidates for president will win in the first round.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as Fretland's main achievements, you know, getting on the positive side of things over the last few years?
To build the state, the national state, it's not a real small achievement, but of course it's not so feasible. Mm. It's concrete things in terms of infrastructure, but to build a state is the paramount importance to do everything. You cannot really develop a country without a state as a strong institutions with a culture of democracy, the rule of law. This is really the most important things for the first years of government. But besides this, we made really a lot of achievements. We commenced, we initiate our governance without a penny. Mm-hmm. A single penny. Mm-hmm. Every money came from the donors and contribution from others.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a oil fund with more than $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
For a small country like Timor Leste, it's really a great achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And we have school everywhere. We have up to 280,000 to 300,000 children every day to go to school. We have, I don't know, university with more than 8,000 students. We have students around the world, more than 1,000 students for study for very different degree.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really achievement because we decided to invest. First of all, to invest our knowledge, our efforts in building the state. Secondly, to invest in education and health.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, to invest also above all in human development.
Mm. Yeah, I understand there have been some quite remarkable achievements in the field of health.
Yeah, in fields of health, we are now, I think, that one of the best, one of the countries with the best assistance in health around the region.
Okay, and I guess this is the million-dollar question, Murray. You will be running in the next election?
I will be leading the party for the next election. I have no doubt on this. Mm-hmm. I know that I will face a lot of challenge because some people here are really afraid of having me running for any post.
Mm-hmm.
Post, but I will lead the party, and of course, if the party decides to keep me in being prime minister, I will accept it.
Okay.
But I would prefer not to do it.
Okay. Hmm. Well, thanks for that. And if you were prime minister, how do you think you'd get along with the Australian opposition?
I have been keeping in touch with the Australian political parties, particularly the Labour Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope very soon I will be there, really in-depth talk with the Labour Party. But as a potential Prime Minister, I will deal with the government stuff.
Okay. Just to finish up, Marty, you've been variously described as, well, people like Renato, for example, described you as a communist. Others have described you as a Marxist. So I think some people even called you an old leftist. How would you describe yourself?
I made already clear publicly that of course, if being a leftist is it means that you are a fighter against poverty, I'm left because I can never keep this kind of cohabitation between people of different quality of life. But for sure that I'm not communist. This is make it clear, because I think that being communist in this world now is really a very very not because communism. What is the meaning of communism? This is the main point. But I'm for sure that I'm not a rightist.
Good.
For sure that I'm not separate. I'm situated myself on the, in the left side.
Right. Yeah. Moderate left, centre left, or.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much, Murray. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you. Okay. Just for all the audience of this radio, that Fretilin is a party that's looking to eradicate poverty in Timor-Leste and to have good relations with all neighbors, but with Australia. All Fretilin members have a really clear sympathy to the Australian people. All the propaganda that has been really delivering in Australia against Fretilin, against myself, are really with the objective to damage our image, because people don't understand that we are here to cooperate. We are here to struggle together against terrorism, against poverty, and we all will be together against this kind of disease around the world.
Okay.